Buenas tardes, señores y señoras. Bienvenido a bordo del autobús del tour Viajes Paraíso. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome aboard the Viajes Paraíso Tour Bus. Mi nombre es Juan Pedro Enrique Hernández González Pérez, y me acompaña al volante María Teresa del Espíritu Santo. My name is Juan Pedro Enrique Hernández González Pérez, and driving us today is María Teresa del Espíritu Santo. This tour will be in English, don't worry, be happy. Qué vaina esto. You will find the safety instruction card on the seat in front of you, hopefully. Y claro, and a little guide of the tour. We at Viaje Paraíso have the lowest rate of bus crashes in the country. Nevertheless, please read your safety instruction very carefully. We have two emergency exits, but in case they don't work, I personalmente recommend using the window. Ya tú sabes, bueno. Our first stop will be Machinche. Machinche is a town known for las piedras que hablan, the stones that talk. I will tell you more about them as we arrive. Then we will be having lunch at La Parada del Loco, which actually happened to be the most dangerous curve on this road down to the south of the country. To your right, you can see La Laguna de Matanueve, which translates to Lake of the Nine Dead. Its aboriginal name is Tamayaco, which means clay, tama, and straw, yaco, which used to be the material used by the tribe Tocayo to build their houses. The lake, La Laguna de Matanueve, is also well known because this is where the Battle of Santa Rosalia de la Montaña took place. This was the first battle which started the independence movement of the country, okay? La independencia, chico. It started as a fight between the locals and the government over the Virgin of Santa Rosalia. The Tocayo believed that this Virgin was born in this lake, so they had the right to shove it as a half-naked goddess that stood in the middle of the lake, while the government kept on trying to dress it up. 9 important members of both communities were killed in this battle by drowning as both sides tried to stop the other from reaching the center of the lake. Since then, it's believed that the ghost of the dead have been haunting the lake, drowning anyone who will swim in it. Even today, it's illegal to swim or fish in these waters, which are led to be one of the richest ecosystema in the region. Sorry, I can hear some people complaining about the mosquito, okay? Could you please close the window? We will try to turn off the air conditioner. I mean, we will try to turn on the conditioner to get rid of them, okay? Por favor, okay? Okay, sí, tenemos off. Sí, María. A ver, María Teresa, our driver, is telling me that some of you might have mosquito repellent under your seat, okay? Okay? Fíjense under the seat. ¿Lo qué, María? ¿Cómo? ¿No? Okay, excuse me. No, okay, no. That was in the last bus we worked on, okay? I know the smell from the lake is also very strong, so let's see if we got away with the air conditioner, okay? A ver si tenemos suerte. Getting back to Machinche, okay? Ay, Dios mío. Please raise your hand if you can put your window up. I can come and help you. I try my best because I have a tooth that is giving me a lot of problem, okay? You understand me, okay? I have problema with the tooth, los dientes, por favor. Now to your left, in the horizon, you can see the volcano Pintoco. Don't get scared. The cloud that you see on the top of the volcano is not an eruption. is only the contamination of the city on the other side of it, Ciudad Pintoco, which is famous for being the most polluted zone in the country. Ciudad Pintoco is also the birthplace of Agustina Cabello, who is known for writing the telenovela Chama Chama, which was very popular in the continent in the 80s during the dark times. I remember Chama Chama so well. My grandfather used to watch it every day after watching the four telenovelas that they would play before the one. But Chama Chama was always on TV when I arrived from school at lunchtime. So much screaming in that show. I can still hear the voices of Doña Ana, Felipe La Triste shouting all the time about something with money or lover or pretending to be blinded in someone's mansion. I never really understood what was going on, you know. And it was on TV for years. I swear, te lo juro. And the actors, after a while, I felt like they were part of my family. It was so sad when Doña Ana died. I was crying, estaba llorando. I can still remember all of us crying in the kitchen and not being able to finish lunch that day. That was the time I can also remember clearly that we were all wearing those sport shoes that we bought outside of our house. A fisherman from my town have found a container floating on the sea with all these shoes, and he started selling them in the town for almost nothing. We had so many that at the end he made so much money that he bought a motorcycle. And the result was that all the town for the next couple of years were wearing the same shoes. Can you imagine? A town of 2,000 people wearing the same shoes. They were red with white sole and blue laces. Incredible, you know. So, okay, Maria Teresa is giving me the look. Okay, I'm going on a tangent. I was talking about el volcano. Okay, bueno. Disculpa, I'm sorry. Okay. It looks like we are getting close to Machinche, so now I will tell you the story of Las Piedras que Hablan, The Stones That Talk. 60 years ago, during the conflicts, there were two well-known men in the town that used to spend all day in the square called Plaza Los Borrachos, the Drunk Men Square. People wouldn't take them serious because they were drunk all day, all night, so they would talk openly around them, and they became the ears of the town. They knew everything was going on. From the most superficial chisme, gossip, to the most important political information. So one day, the militaries in the area discovered that these two borrachos were actual spies from the resistance. One morning, when the town woke up and people went to the plaza, they found two big rocks in the place where the two borrachos always sat. No one ever saw them again. And since that day, it's believed that by bringing a bottle of rum next to the rock, it can be cheap rum, eh? You will hear the voices of these men giving away information about people of the town and their current situation. Also, every first week of spring, the town celebrates the Day of the Stones, El Día de las Piedras, where everyone dressed up in rock costume and drinks to the point that they can crack open the rocks and liberate the souls of the spies. ¿Qué pasa, María Teresa? ¿Cómo? ¿Qué pasa? Que no podemos. ¿Qué dice? ¿Qué pasó? Ay, Dios mío. No. Okay. So we have a problem. We won't be able to stop at Machinche. The people there are making some kind of protest, you know, something is going on. So we have to make a change, okay? Don't worry. There are plenty of other places that we can go, and I can tell you other stories. And then we're going to go to Las Cuevas de Tacataca, okay, the caves. So I will keep you posted, but now I really have to take a break because I have this the problem with my tooth, okay, that's una vaina, okay. Thank you. Señoras y señores, now we are starting to cross the Desierto Huyotemanco, known locally as the Desert of the Watermelons, because 40 years ago, a foreign company bought part of the desert to start farming watermelons. As you can imagine, the business went wrong. But now and then, when we get a rainy season, which is very rare, you can see watermelons popping out of the ground. Unfortunately, the snakes always get to them first and eat them. Okay, so as we promised, we are going to make a new stop at Necropolis of Huyotemanco. It's a special stop because since many years now, tourists are not allowed here, and you will see why. And please, can everyone put the windows down again? There's no mosquitoes anymore in the desert, and the air conditioner is getting overheated. It might get a little sandy in the air, so we recommend you wrap a towel or something around your face. I will also like to take the opportunity to remind that there's no smoking on board the bus, okay? We have problem with it before because of safety, because the bus almost burned down, and also because I'm trying to quit smoking, okay? And now, for me, la nicotina is good for my brain, but it's bad for the tooth, okay? That's the doctor told me, okay? So please be considerate with me and with the other passengers, okay? You will notice that we are now turning off the main road and approaching the entrance of the necropolis of Huyotemanco. If you're wondering what the white things are everywhere on the sand, well, those are not rocks. And some of you suggested, no. It's not minerals. It's not landscape formation. Those are human bones. Okay, so I know you are wondering why. I'm going to tell you the story of what happened here. So, centuries ago, when the Huyotemancos used to live here, well before the first arrival, these people used to bury their dead in the desert. This place used to be known as the most beautiful underground burial city that ever existed. They built tunnels and whole cities under the desert, and even discovered secret fountains that were said to be connected to the center of the earth, bringing the purest water that anyone had ever drank. They decorated the cities with colorful walls, inscribing the life of their people, and they would celebrate for days each death. They saw death as a gift from the life that would allow you to continue to another dimension. Unfortunately, this civilization was mostly forgotten. Recently, during the dark times, it didn't rain for 3 years, and the population of this area was really struggling with no food or water, so they started to dig out the tunnels and pull out all the treasures, including their mummies that used to be buried wrapped in gold weavings. As a result, you can see what's left from the Huyotemancos, a desert of bones. So, some like to think that the Huyotemancos were preparing the city for a future generation that would struggle. They had very developed calendars, and they said they could read the future. So, who knows? ¿Quién sabe, chicos? We will not be getting off the bus here, as I mentioned, because we have had problems in the past with visitors collecting bones as souvenirs. But you can see the sunken areas in the sand where the tunnels used to be, and also some pieces of textiles and ceramic that is maybe 1,000 years old, still cooking in the sand with the bones. Now we will continue our trip to our next stop, Las Cuevas de Tacataca. But before, we'll do a quick stop on the Vendedores Road, where we will let some food seller to come on the bus for you to get some snacks. Vamos, vamos, suban. Okay, sí, buenos días. Pase, pase, pase. So we have some people on board selling sandwiches and snacks, drinks y refresco. And I recommend to try the cañitas, only if you like very spicy food. The cañitas are a type of empanada filled with spicy ants, hormiga, which is typical from the jungle area. They are delicious, but be careful. Some could be more spicy than others, okay? Por cierto, para los locales en este bus, recuerde mencionar que son de aquí para que les den un 50% de descuento en la comida. Muchas gracias. Seguimos. We are now about to pass the curve of La Sayona. The legend of La Sayona talks about a woman who wears all white that appears on the road and makes car crashes. It is said that she kills those individuals involved in corruption. If you look up, you can always see several small planes flying over this area. This is because politicians and businessmen refuse to drive down this road because they're afraid of meeting La Sayona. So they have to take a plane between Machinche and the coast, since it's the only road. Oh, opa, okay. You feel the bus shaking a little bit, eh? I hope none of you is involved in something bad, eh? Qué vaina. Ay, 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 ay. ¿Qué es este olor, para? What's the smell? Some passengers are complaining about a mysterious smell. There is no bathroom in this bus that I know of, so it's not the toilet, okay? Pero ¿qué es este olor? Pero Juan, ¿qué haces, carajo? Cierra eso, qué asco. Cierra esa vaina, Juan. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. One of our local travelers brought a cocido soup on the bus, so we kindly ask him to close his Tupperware. It would take a few minutes for the smell to go away, so please open the window for a few little while, okay? Por favor, okay, please. Ya les dije, pueden subirse gratis, pero no pueden comer cocido en el bus. Vaina. I heard that some people are getting sick. I know, I'm also feeling sick from this disgusting smell, okay? Por Dios. Let me remind you that we have travel sickness bag in the front of each seat. For those missing one, please share with the person next to you. I was already feeling worse with my tooth and the altitude, and this is for sure not helping, okay? Que vaina, chico. We are arriving now to the Cuevas de Tacataca. These caves got their name because of the sound they make. Some people think it's from water dripping from the stalactite. Other people say it's bats or primordial creatures that live deep in the caves. Other people say it's tectonic plates rubbing. But scientists have never been able to find the real source of the sound. So when we go down in the caves in just a few minutes, you will hear the sound for yourself that goes taca, 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 taca. Please gather all your belongings, but you can leave the bags because Maria Teresa will be waiting in the bus. Don't forget to bring your flashlight and raincoat, as we mentioned. ¿Qué pasa, María?
Que no,
¿Lo qué? ¿Qué pasa? ¿Por qué no podemos parar? Lo, ah, oh, ok, wait. Deja todo, María. Ok, wait, espera, María, qué vaina, que no puedo hablar, chica. Déjame hablar. Ok, they have told Maria that there has been an earthquake and we have to wait. There's an alerta of the, you know, earthquake. So they close the cave for today, ok? María, y ya está todo cerrado, no se puede entrar, María. Qué vaina. ¿Qué te dice? Qué vaina. Ok, so again, there has been some activity. Seismic activity, you know, earthquake. So we have to keep moving to the coast, okay? Because that we are safe, okay? So everybody sit back down, and now we are leaving la playa, okay? We are going to the coast. We are still on the track to see las tetas de María Conchita and la playa del Apurado before we arrive to the capital, okay? Un momento, one moment, please, I have a phone call. Sí, mamá. No, no. Sí, estoy. No, ahora no, ahora no, no puedo. Después, sí, ok. Te llamo para atrás. Chao. You in the back. Yes, you. Sí, hola. Please sit down while the bus is moving, ok? Sit down. We're entering a very bumpy area, okay? Once again, we are on those rural parts of the country where the government say they invested money on roads, but all they did are those ugly monuments you will see on your right side of the bus. Look out, por favor. Look at the monument, eh? Terrible. Okay, we are now pulling up to the mirador where you can look out across the valley and see las tetas de María Conchita. The name of this place comes from the shape of those two hills, which reminds of the shape of a woman's breast. It is the place where the liberator, María Conchita, was born. Eh? Ella grande liberator. Many years ago, when we still need to bring foreigner companies for agriculture purpose, the working conditions were horrible. There was a young teacher named María Conchita Olivares de la Rosa who began organizing the local town party and she became a community leader. María Conchita and her followers, which were known for their intellectual audacity, started what is known as the Agricultural Independence Movement, okay? They taught people how to grow their own food to the point they didn't need these factories anymore. They created an independent, sustainable economy that was exemplary to the rest of the world. Independiente. Soon after the first foreigner factory closed, María Conchita was found dead in the hills and it's believed that someone has poisoned her veggies. There is actually a famous salad recipe in the region that is called Ensalada María Conchita, which is made of a mix of many vegetables and with a very hot sauce that they say can kill you. I recommend you to try it if you have the chance. Es gustosa. Anyway, today María Conchita is revered as a modern goddess of peace and harmony after liberating the people from the slavery conditions that they were living as workers in the industrial agricultural factory. This happened at least for a little while. Eh? Por favor. Since her time, each year thousands of families from all around the world visit these mountains and bring all kinds of seeds that they plant in the hills. This has created a very special habitat where new species are born. For example, it is the only home of the now extinct parrot, Chucumito, which only eats a special grape that grows in these hills. Okay, as we continue through the valley, it's getting cloudy. But if you look closely down the hill there, you can notice some fields o flores de caballo, or horse flowers, which combines wild horse and orchids and combines shapes and different colors. And also you can start smelling the ocean here, okay? Just the smell, okay? We are approaching La Playa del Apurao. I have a fun fact. Does anyone here know the song La Fuente? Can I see hands? Anyone? No one. No one knows La Fuente. Okay. La Fuente is a very famous salsa song which was based on a true story of how a man from La Playa del Apurado named Roberto Muto was known in the town for creating fountains out of toilets for his garden. One day, a tourist visiting the town stole one of Señor Muto's fountains and brought it back to his country, where he became a very famous artist, you know, artista, okay. Since then, the people called Muto el Astuto, which means the clever one, because he had a brilliant idea that changed the course of art, even if it was stolen. Maybe you know the song if I sing it, okay? A ver, escucha. Se llama Muto, se le conoce en el pueblo. Okay, okay. María, vaya Teresa, tú sabes la canción. A ver, canta conmigo. Sing with me, okay? Se llama Muto, se le conoce en el pueblo porque dicen será tuto. Pa' aquí pasa. Espera, María, you're confusing me, okay? We sing it for them again, okay? Come on, again, vamos, María. Se le llama Muto, se le conoce en el pueblo, será tuto. Se llama Muto, se le conoce en el pueblo, porque dice será tuto. Por aquí pasaron todo, pretendiendo no entender lo que pasaba, con su maleta, polo y bufanda. Come on, sing with me, cante conmigo, ¿no? You don't know it. Juanito Limaña, no. Okay, well, it's a pretty known in this continent, okay? Okay, tough crowd, eh? And now, coming up, you can see the sea on your left. We continue our trip to the capital, and we are now driving through La Ruta de los Delfines, the route of the dolphins. If you pay attention, you might catch... There you see the dolphins surfing in the wave on the coast. Qué lindo, ahí. Opa, another one, you see? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm afraid I don't have good news, okay? They just inform us that there is a coup attempt in the capital, and we're going to have to drastically change direction here, okay? Don't panic, no hay problema. It's all okay for now, and we are used to this. But the company and the authorities think the best to do is to take you directly to the airport, so you can leave the country as soon as possible. For the local people in the bus, please stay in the bus. Se me quedan en el bus, okay? We will getting you to the capital, but all the foreign people, we will have to disembark you at the Aeropuerto Santa Nube de la Colina, okay? Thank you, muchas gracias, and thank you for trusting Viajes Paraíso. I hope you enjoy this tour and that you will be back visiting us again soon, okay? Muchas gracias.